the local Vietnam dead. Crying all alone under the stands.
Hi, I'm Laura from Hudson at the Hudson Farmers Market. You're listening to WGXC Acra, 90.7 FM Hands-On Radio.
Lávese las manos, evite a las personas enfermas y evite tocarse la cara. Hay acciones cotidianas para ayudar a prevenir la propagación de enfermedades respiratorias. Visite cdc.gov/COVID-19, gentileza de la National Association of Broadcasters y de esta estación.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Mid-Hudson Cable, serving Columbia, Greene, and Southern Albany counties with digital cable, high-speed internet, and cable phone services for homes and businesses since 1971. Mid-Hudson Cable, all the right connections on the web at mhcable.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Meredith Coy of Atlanta, Georgia. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to wgxc.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
Down here. Oh well, I suppose it's all part of roughing it on an alien planet. Now for a little outdoor cooking. Won't that be delightful? Darn the luck. I seem to have left the electron match igniter in the tent. Now you wait here like a good barbecue. Don't be silly. Come here and open your mouth. I'll have none of these foolish shenanigans. Open up. Open up. Very well. I'll simply override your option mechanism. Honestly, I don't understand you sometimes.
Thank you. Greetings. You're listening to WGXC. I'm Alana, your host. This is There, There. May 24th, 2020. Here we are. Holiday weekend special. I'm sitting here in a tub of bubbling water by a cartoon waterfall and a rainbow sky. It's Sunday. You're listening to WGXC Creative Community Radio, broadcasting live from an undisclosed location in Ulster County, in the woods. We usually broadcast on out of the studio in Acre. That's in Greene County at WGXC's Wave Farm Study Center. But due to extenuating circumstances that affect us all, we're doing a home broadcast. Sending my love out there to friends, family, to my dad. It's his birthday today. Happy birthday! Hope you all are having a relaxing day and enjoying this beautiful weather that's here around these parts. We're all dealing with a lot right now. There are a lot of things to memorialize, a lot of people to remember, a lot of people who've been lost.
Yeah, thank you. Now, like I was saying, now for our coveted Hall of Gold Award goes to my special guest star this week, Miss Diana Ross. How about it?
Thank you very much, but what are you doing here? I thought you were in Burbank doing your show. No, wait, wait, baby, this is my mic. What?
No, you were supposed to be in Burbank doing my show.
Oh, yeah.
No, but that's okay. You know what they say? If you can't take Muhammad to the mountain, bring the mountain to Muhammad. That's okay, you know, don't worry, that wasn't what I meant, but it's well, okay. No, but you know what? I came in and I heard you singing that song and it really brought back some great memories, you know.
I can't believe you just walked in here on this show like
that's
this.
That's right.
What?
Yeah. Brought back some memories. You know what it made me think about? It made me think about all those songs. I want to say this, you know, you might not know this, but I kind of like discovered this lady, you know, and no, I'm proud of that, you know.
Yeah, okay.
And when she first came to Motown to record some songs, you know, I recorded a lot of songs on her, you know, like Your Heart Belongs to Me and Sonny Boy and...
We had a lot of hits.
The Composer and...
Did you ever hear the song, Are You Just a Breathtaking First Sight, Soul Shaking, One Night Love Making, Next Day Heartbreaking Guy?
Hey, that was good. I liked it.
It was not a hit. Was not a hit.
I have to mention that, but anyway, you know, I just figured, like I said, you would bring back all those memories, made me think about when we were growing up in Detroit, you know, and she used to... Hey.
At that time, the name of my group was not the Supremes. We were called the Primettes, and there was four of us. Have you ever heard this story? Now, this is a great story. So I went and I was singing for Smokey, and we were rehearsing. We got our guitar player together. His name is Marvin. And we were singing, and he came in and he said, Oh, baby, that's great. And I said, Really, Smoke? Can we get a contract? And he said, No, baby, I like the guitar player. Smokey stole our guitar player and is with him today.
You didn't have to tell him. You didn't have to tell him all the details and all that stuff.
No, but true, what I did is I made him write us some songs, and he did. And actually, he got us introduced to Berry Gordy at Motown, and that's how we got our contract. And he is very responsible for my career. been missing you, baby.
I've been missing you, too.
Miss you. Shall we sing? Looks good, doesn't it? Yeah.
Since you've been away, I've been down and lonely. Since you've been away, I've been thinking of you. Tried to understand the reason you left me. What were you going through? Ooh, I'm missing you. Tell me why the road turns. Ooh, ooh, I'm missing you. Tell me why the road turns. Oh, oh, oh.
As I look around, I see things that remind me. Just to see you smile made my heart fill with joy. I still recall all those dreams we shared together. Where did you run to, boy? Ooh, I'm missing you. Tell me why. You gave to me, Smokey, your heart, love, your soul, and so much of my dreams and yours that were never told. It's gonna be a brighter day. Yeah.
Ooh, 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 I'm missing.
When you say ooh, I wanna kiss you, do that again.
Tell me why. I miss you, Diana. Yeah.
It's summertime, and living is easy. The fish are jumping, and the cotton is high. Your dad is rich, and your mama's good looking. Won't you hush, pretty baby, don't you cry. One of these mornings you're gonna wake up singing. you're gonna spread your wings and take to the sky. But till that morning, there ain't nothing gonna harm you. With your mommy and daddy there standing by. Summertime and living is easy. The fish are jumping and the cotton is high. Your daddy's rich and your mama's good looking. Won't you hush, pretty baby? Don't you cry.
Summer, in the minds of most of us, begins with Memorial Day and ends with Labor Day, with a nod to Flag Day in June and a great celebration of Independence Day in July. Too often, though, we hear speeches about the Founding Fathers with very little attention to the Founding Mothers, without whom history would end in a single generation. Memorial Day is just around the corner, and it is worthwhile to note that unheralded women were almost entirely responsible for beginning this annual holiday. Its origin was the Civil War. Until recently, May 30th focused on the terrible war between the states that, at tremendous human cost, ended slavery. The late spring date was chosen because flowers would be in bloom all across the nation, which enabled everyone to join in what is still sometimes called Decoration Day. Flowers, usually grown by women, were central to Memorial Day ceremonies. They served as reminders of eternal hope and new beginnings. Unfortunately, though, in our modern-day observances of Memorial Day, we often forget the holiday's origins. The public often confuses Memorial Day with November's Veterans Day, and its Civil War message is lost. It should be remembered, though, and women's roles in creating it especially merits recognition. As from time immemorial, women cleaned up the mess. They took the gruesome reality of approximately 500,000 dead men, and by promoting cemeteries, led the way in turning blood and gore into something that encouraged serenity and reflection. Usually named some variant of Women's Relief Society, groups sprang up in both the North and South that not only memorialized the dead, but also cared for the war's disabled and its widows and orphans. In a time prior to today's well-organized Pentagon, women also ran countless soldiers' homes. Some were temporary, offering respite to men who walked hundreds of miles home from duty, while other soldiers' homes proved permanent residences for the war's disabled. Perhaps the earliest unacknowledged leader in this movement was Ellen Call Long of Tallahassee, Florida. Her father had been governor when Florida was still a territory and opposed secession from the Union. She did too. But the voices of women and elderly men were ignored when it became the third state to secede, 2 months prior to Lincoln's inauguration, and by a vote of 62-7. Former Governor Richard Keith Call died of natural causes during the war, and wartime Governor John Milton killed himself when he saw the consequences of the conflict that he had so thoughtlessly encouraged. Ellen Call Long, however, was there to lead when the fighting ended in April of 1865. Just weeks later, she organized a woman's memorial society to reconcile embittered enemies. On June 22, 1865, women adopted these profound, forgiving, and future-oriented resolutions, a much better analysis of the crisis than anything that came from men. The document read,
"The object of this meeting is to initiate a memorial association that shall perpetuate in an honorable manner the memory of the gallant dead. Our purpose is to reclaim from oblivion and defamation the memory and graves of those who, right or wrong, stood by their country's cause, firmly believing that posterity will acknowledge we did our duty. In no vitreous spirit do we come. The political storm that shook our country to its foundation, we hope, is past. We are done with the Confederate cause and are willing to do all that women can do to stem the tide of bitterness and angry feelings. We will practice and teach forbearance and patience, which will finally bring peace and justice. The society shall not be ephemeral in its character, but a permanent institution, establishing an anniversary of memorial observances, the object of which will be to renew and ornament the graves of soldiers, whether strangers or our own sons. This society proposes, moreover, to make a provision for the education of as many children of deceased soldiers as may be compatible with the means of said association. The memories of the past are written in blood and cannot be effaced, but go forward we must, crushed, oppressed, and heartsick. Yet we shall not forget."
It turns out that during the last months of the war, the Confederate Army turned the Planter's horse track, a race course, it was called the Washington Race Course, into an open-air prison. And in that open-air prison, in the infield of the horse track, about 260-odd Union soldiers had died of disease and exposure. And they were buried in unmarked graves in a mass grave site out behind the grandstand of the racetrack. And by the way, there was no more important and symbolic site in Lowcountry planter slaveholding life than their racetrack. Well, the black folks of Charleston got organized. They knew about all this. They went to the site. They reinterred all the graves, the men. They couldn't mark them with names. They didn't have any names. Then they made them proper graves. And they built a fence all the way around the cemetery, about 100 yards long and 50, 60 yards deep, and they whitewashed the fence. And over an archway, they painted the inscription, "Martyrs of the Race Course." And then on May 1st, 1865, they held a parade of 10,000 people on the racetrack, led by 3,000 black children carrying armloads of roses and singing John Brown's Body, followed then by black women, then by black men, it was regimented this way, then by contingents of Union infantry. Everybody marched all the way around the racetrack. As many as could fit got into the gravesite. Five black preachers read from Scripture. A children's choir sang the national anthem, "America the Beautiful," and several spirituals. And then they broke from that and went back into the infield of the racetrack and did essentially what you and I do on Memorial Day. They ran races, they listened to 16 speeches by one count, and the troops marched back and forth and they held picnics. This was the first Memorial Day. African Americans invented Memorial Day in Charleston, South Carolina. There are three or four cities in the United States, North and South, that claim to be the site of the first Memorial Day, but they all claim 1866. They were too late. I had the great blind good fortune to discover this story in a messy, totally disorganized collection of veterans' papers at the Houghton Library at Harvard some years back. And what you have there is black Americans recently freed from slavery announcing to the world with their flowers and their feet and their songs what the war had been about. What they basically were creating was the Independence Day of a second American Revolution. That story got lost. It got lost for more than a century. And when I discovered it, I started calling people in Charleston that I knew in archives and libraries, including the Avery Institute, the Black Research Center in Charleston. I said, "Has anybody, have you ever heard of this story?" And no one had ever heard it. It showed the power of the lost cause in the wake of the war to erase a story. But I started looking for other sources, and lo and behold, there were lots of sources. Harper's Weekly even had a drawing of the cemetery in an 1867 issue. The old oval of that racetrack is still there today. If you ever go to Charleston, go up to Hampton Park. Hampton Park is today what the race course was then. It's named for Wade Hampton, the white supremacist redeemer governor of South Carolina at the end of Reconstruction and a Confederate general during the Civil War. And that park sits immediately adjacent to the Citadel, the Military Academy of Charleston. On any given day, you can see at any given time about 100 or 200 Citadel cadets jogging on the track of the old race course. There is no marker. There's no memento, there's only a little bit of a memory. Although a few years ago, a friend of mine in Charleston organized a mock ceremony where we reenacted that event, including the children's choir, and they made me dress up in a top hat and a funny old 19th century suit and made me get up on a podium and make a stupid speech. But there is an effort, at least today, to declare Hampton Park a National Historic Landmark. See you Thursday.
You're listening to WGXC Acra 90.7 FM. I'm Alana, your host, until 8 o'clock. This is There, a monthly broadcast celebrating all manner of performance and performance sounds. This is our holiday weekend Memorial Day show. We just heard a bunch of stuff. We started off the show with Marvin the Martian and Tasmania, a little clip from that cartoon, and then the Atomic Mosquitoes, Planet from Outer Space, from the Release the Mosquitoes album. That was, released in 2005. After that, we had Diana Ross and Smokey Robinson doing a duet of Missing You in 1985. That was a live Las Vegas show, one of Diana Ross's Vegas events. And after that, Summertime by the Zombies, released in 1965. Not by the Zombies, but covered by the Zombies. And after that, we heard an excerpt from the History of Memorial Day, a video put out by the National Women's History Museum in 2010. And following that, an excerpt from a lecture by scholar David Blight entitled African Americans Invented Memorial Day in Charleston, South Carolina. That was, he's a professor of history, African American studies, and American studies at Yale. And that was, I think that was pretty recent, that lecture. But the work, that story came out, I think, a number of years back. And let's see, you were just listening to the Bailey Master Brass Band from Charlotte, North Carolina, performing in a Memorial Day parade in 2019.
There's a long goodbye and it happens every day when some passerby invites your eye to come his way. Even as he smiles a quick hello, you let it go, you let the moment fly. Too late, you turn your head, you know you've said long goodbye. Can you recognize the theme? Down some other street, two people meet as in a dream, running for a plane. If the heart is quicker than the eye, they could be lovers until they die. It's too late to try. When a mist hello becomes long, the heart is quicker than the eye, he could be lovers till they die. It's too late to try. When I missed hello
Sisters of mercy, they are not departed or gone. They were waiting for me when I thought that I just can't go on. And they brought me their comfort, and later they brought me this song. To them, you who've been traveling so long. Yes, you who must leave everything that you cannot control. It begins with your family, but soon it comes round to your soul. Well, I've been where you're hanging, I think I can see how you're pinned. When you're not feeling holy, your loneliness says that you've sinned.
She died and she left me. That's why I sang the blues on every decoration day. I hate it so bad. To see my Lord, take my baby away from me. I hate it so bad to see my Lord take my baby away from me. Couldn't do a thing that morning, but Lord would hang my head crying. Me and my doctor were around her bedside that morning when my Lord taken my baby away. When my Lord taking my baby away from me. The last words my baby had to say, bring some flowers on the evening decoration day.
That was John Lee Hooker with Decoration Day, recorded in 1966. It Serves You Right to Suffer is the album. Before that, we heard Sisters of Mercy by Leonard Cohen from Songs of Leonard Cohen. And before that, The Long Goodbye. Clydie King performed that on the Long Goodbye soundtrack to the film by Robert Altman, released in 1973. You're listening to WGXC Acra. I'm Alana, your host. This is There, There. And I thought I'd take a minute to show my appreciation for the New York Times for posting on their homepage this morning the names of 1,000 dead from the coronavirus epidemic. That's to commemorate the U.S. death toll reaching around 100,000. We don't know the exact number. There's deaths that are uncounted. We don't know. But it's an immense, immense loss. I'm just going to read a few of the names that they published today. Claire Dunlap, 89, Washington. Pilot still teaching people to fly at 88. Mary Lou Armour, 43, Sonoma Valley, California, veteran police detective. Regina D. Cullen, 81, Shrewsbury, Massachusetts, small in stature but strong in spirit. Sandra Santos Vizcano, 54, New York City, beloved public school teacher. Frank Gabrin, 60, New York City, emergency room doctor who died in husband's arms. Sterling E. Matthews, 60, Midlothian, Virginia, cancer survivor who served as a deacon. Albie Cass, 89, California, lead singer of a Yiddish folk group. Roger Eckhart, 78, Indiana, retired firefighter and old school barber. Martin Douglas, 71, New York City, maestro of a steel pan band. Daniel Spector, 68, Memphis, mentor to other Memphis artists. Mary Minervini, 91, Oaklawn, Illinois, sign language interpreter. Solomon S. Pogorski, 84, Morristown, New Jersey, loved to figure out how things worked. Dale E. Thurman, 65, Lexington, Kentucky, tailor known for his exacting work and strong opinions. Ellis Marsalis, 85, New Orleans jazz pianist and patriarch of a family of musicians. Richard Passman, 94, Silver Spring, Maryland, rocket engineer in the early days of supersonic flight. David Driscoll, 88, Hyattsville, Maryland, champion of African-American art. Bucky Pizzarelli, 94, Saddle River, New Jersey, master of jazz guitar. Tarlac McNealis, 57, New York City, Belfast-born fighter for LGBT and disability rights. Antonio Chico, 67, New York City, social worker. Albert Petrocelli, 73, New York City, fire chief who answered the call on 9/11. Adam Schlesinger, 52, Poughkeepsie, New York, songwriter for rock, film, and the stage.
The bend. Ain't no time to go, darling. Fields need plowing and the fences mend. Ain't no time to go, darling. Stay with me a little bit longer. Stay with me if you can. Stay with me a little bit longer. Ain't no time to go, darling. Time to go, darling. Stay with me a little bit longer. Stay with me if you can. Stay with me a little bit longer. Ain't no time to go, darling. Please wait, stay with me a little bit longer. Stay with me if you can. Stay with me a little bit longer. Ain't no time to go, darling.
And now I'd like to do a special old favorite. The song that got me started in this business that's been so kind to me. A song you've loved through the years and one I'm sure you're gonna love tonight. Keep it going. Well, if you strike a thorn or rose, keep it going. And if it hails or if it snows, keep it going. Ain't no use to sit and whine, cause the fish ain't on your line. Bait your hook and keep it trying. Keep it going. When the weather kills your crop, keep a going. Why, it takes work to reach the top, keep a going. If your skies look dark and gray, tell the world you'll be okay. And don't forget to pray, keep a going. Well, now, welding's going. I think Joe's gonna be gone soon. You getting ready, Joe? Yeah, Joe's gone. Now everybody's gone. If you're up against the wall, keep it going. Swallow hard and just stand tall. Keep a going. Suppose you're out of every dime. Being broke ain't any crime. It'll all work out in time. Keep a going. And if the doctor says you're through, keep a going. Why, he's a human just like you. Keep a going. Ain't no law says you must die. Wipe them tears from off your eye. Give old life another try. Keep a going. Ain't no law says you must die. Wipe them tears from off your eye. Trust the good Lord up on high. He'll help. Keep a going. Keep a going. Yes, sir. Thank you, and God love you.
Country loved and in school, we should sing it something like this. Listen here.
Oh, beauty valley, far spacious skies, far amber waves of grain. A purple mountain majesties over the fruited plain.
Well, now, wait a minute. I'm talking about America, sweet America. You know, God done shed his grace on thee. He crowned thy good. Yes, he did. Heavy brotherhood from sea to shining sea. You know, I wish I had somebody to help me sing this.